like for you, if you would, to remain standing with me for a moment. Grab your Bibles. Praise and worship team, thank you so much for just your consistent anointing and worship unto God. How many of you love this praise and worship team, Wind and Embers? Amen. I tell you, they just bless us so much. I want you to turn to Matthew 28, verse 19, the words of Jesus. We've been in a series called Back to the Basics, and last week I preached on water baptism. I'm going to tell you something that happened as a result of this message. And the Lord just changed the direction we were going to go for this church today. But we're just going to walk in it and do it, right? We're going to follow the Holy Spirit. But I want you to hear the words of Jesus. He said, once you understand that Jesus forgave you, some of you just realized right now you gave your life to Jesus. He said, let me tell you what is a physical act to a spiritual reality that's happened is to follow Jesus in what's called water baptism. And let me show you the command, not the suggestion. He said, if you're going to be a follower of me, I command you to do this because there's something powerful. And I taught on it last week, but I don't have time to get through all of it. But you can go listen to it online. But you need to follow Jesus in water baptism. And a lot of people took us up on the teaching last week. A lot of people. But here's what Jesus said, Matthew 28, 19. He said, therefore, go. And the word go there is in the imperative. It's in the imperative mood. That means it is a command of Jesus, not a recommendation. Go and make disciples of all nations. And he said, this is the command. Baptizing, the Greek word is baptizo, which means to immerse, to submerge, that literally going under the water to display a spirituality with through a physical act, that they were buried with Jesus, resurrected from sin and death. He says, go baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That was the command of Jesus. How many want to follow Jesus today? Amen. You want to follow Jesus. So look at your neighbor, high five him, and say, this has been a lousy morning for the devil. Come on, tell him, this has been a lousy morning for the devil. Amen. And you can, he's having a rough time. Amen. You can be seated if you can. You're going to get up in a minute again because there's a lot of powerful stuff going on. So let me just tell you something. When Jesus died on that cross, he didn't just die for you. He identified with us. And let me show you where he identified with us. When Jesus was water baptized, everybody, he went down into that water. He went down to that water like so many are going to do today. He did that not because he was a sinner, but he went down underwater to show that when he went underwater, what he did was he was identifying with you and me, that you were lost, headed to an eternity without Jesus, without God. And he's saying, and I'm going to pay the price. He said, I'm not just going to go underwater to identify with you. But this water, when he went under, means that I'm going to be totally submerged in the slaughter of my body so that you can be free if you'll believe and you can have eternity and a relationship with God. And when he went under, totally submerged, he says, I'm going to wipe out all your sin. Totally submerge it. It's all wiped out. So let me tell you, there's not some sins in here that he forgives and some that he doesn't. I'm going to tell you, if you're bound by same-sex attraction and you're carrying out a lifestyle, you're saying, I feel so much same. I'm telling you that he took all of that to forgive you. I don't care if you committed adultery. He says, I take all of that and I submerge it when you realize you have nothing and I did it because I was the perfect sacrifice and there's nothing you could do to save you. He says, I totally take every sin. I'm totally submerged in a slaughter of my body. I forgive every single sin, murder, you name it. Put it on there. Put your worst sin that you're so embarrassed about. He says, when I took it on the cross, I submerged it and wiped it all out by the power of my blood. How many thank God he really sets us free when we surrender to him? Amen? But now, when we follow Jesus, I want you to show something. We're going to have people water baptized today. But when they go underwater, what they are now saying is Jesus, you identified with us when you were water baptized, but when we get water baptized, we are now identifying with you that you wiped out all our sins. You were the perfect sacrifice the Father was pleased with, and I surrender that I have nothing, but I'm resurrected new in Jesus, and you paid the price, and I surrender to that. That's what that means. So we taught on that last week. I can't get through all of it because we're going to baptize some folks. And let me tell you, I had no idea what was going to happen. I just talked about water baptism, and over 130 people signed up for water baptism today. So we had a I had this whole beautiful other sermon you'd have loved. But the Holy Spirit says, I want you just to water baptize people today, and we're going to do it. And some of you today, have never followed Jesus in that obedience of water baptism. You're going to see this. You're going to hear stories come out of here. You're going to hear some testimonies out of here today. And there may be some of you that just now gave your life to Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor, I've never followed Jesus in water baptism. I'm talking about sprinkling. And I talked about all that stuff when you were as a child sprinkled. And I don't have time to get on that. But that's for your parents' faith. It's about your faith and having understanding. You didn't understand as a child or as an infant. This is about you understanding and following Jesus in that command. Well, we got over 130. We already baptized a bunch of them this morning. And we got a bunch of them right over here that are going to get water baptized. And so as many as you see up here, there are that many up there behind that screen and the other water baptism up there getting ready to be baptized. So I need a shout from all of you that are following Jesus in water baptism. Come on over here. Give me a shout over here. Amen. Y'all ready? How about y'all, you up there in the upper baptism? Are y'all back there? Can you hear me? Give me a shout out up there. I think I hear one. There are a bunch up there, I'll tell you right now. But let me tell you something, friends. We need to celebrate with them what Jesus Christ is doing in their life today. We need to rejoice that they're following Jesus. Now listen, if you want to be water baptized and you didn't sign up and you're ready to today, I'm going to give you a point in this service that you can get up from where you are and be obedient to Jesus and walk over there to that exit sign, and there'll be somebody waiting for you in that hall. Just go in there and they'll tell you what to do from there. You say, but I didn't bring an extra change of clothes. I got you covered. We got you all set up back there, okay? And you can be water baptized today. Maybe some of you came back to the Lord today and you walked away from God and you want to identify and make your experience fresh and up to date with what just happened to you a minute ago. Or it happened these past few months ago. You come back to Jesus. You say, Pastor, I need to follow Jesus in water baptism. There's going to be a point where you can just walk over. You can even go right now if you want. But just go through that door and we're going to water. You can join the rest of them. You say, how in the world are we going to do this? I don't know. But if we got to baptize this whole bunch sitting out here in front of me, we'll order pizza and hang out all afternoon. Amen. 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 Toby said, amen. You're buying. Amen. That's right. So let me show you what's happening. Okay. So let me, because some of you have been in church, but you don't know the power of the gospel. You don't understand it. It was just perfunctory acts. There's something supernatural, powerful that's going to happen on their lives as they follow this act of obedience. And I want to read to you from what Paul told them through the Holy Spirit to the church in Colossae, through this Colossians church. He said this to them, this is what happened. So I want you to go to Colossians 2:12, and if you don't have a Bible, look on the screen. And I want to read this from a little different translation called the Passion Translation for a little better clarity, not for greater validity or truth, but for a little better clarity. And I want to read this to you. Here's what happens. He says, for we have been buried with him into his death. Our baptism into death. That's what they're saying. They're dying to the old person. If you're not a Jesus follower, listen. They're dying to the old way they used to be. Also means we were raised up. When they come out of the water, we were raised up with him when we believed in God's resurrection power. The power that raised him from death's realm. There's not just talking about eternal life. He says spiritually we were dead in our sins, headed for destruction, and that's broken off of us because of our belief, and we're resurrected as new people. That's where the born again, you're a new man, a new woman in Jesus Christ. Watch this, verse 13. The realm of death describes our former state, for we were held in sin's grasp. But now we've been resurrected out of that realm of death, never to return. For we are forever alive and forgiven of A-double-L, all our sins. Can somebody praise God if you know that's what's happened to you? Can y'all praise God for that's what's happened in your life? Now let's go to verse 14. Watch this. Let me show you what happened, what Jesus did, and that happens for you today. It says that he canceled out every legal violation we had on our record. Look, and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all. He erased it all. Our sins, our stained soul. He deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. Listen, baby, he bleached the hard drive. Nobody's going to find it. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed permanently there as a public display of cancellation. He's telling the devil, they owe you nothing. The wages of sin is death, but this man, this woman doesn't owe you nothing. I paid it in full. They're not your property. They're a child of the Most High God, and don't you dare touch him. That's what he's saying there. Don't you love this? And now look at the rest of this. You ready for this? Then Jesus made a public spectacle of the devil. When Jesus went on that cross and died, he says he made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner, they were his. He said, devil, these men and women are no longer your prisoner. You are their prisoners. They're not being controlled by you. Now they call the shots through what Jesus Christ did in them. And he says, all authority, watch this. Those of you that are in the up in the top area getting water baptized right here, let me tell you what's going to happen. You need to know the power of what Jesus did on the cross. Because some of you are walking with Jesus, but there's things that Satan tries to hold on to you, addictions, maybe a prejudice, maybe an anger, a hostility, maybe a bitterness towards someone who had done you so wrong. But here's what it's saying, that when you come up out of this water, you need to know that you have all authority. That I'm telling you, there are going to be addictions that you've held you for years, maybe even generational things that have held your family that are breaking off because you're saying the power of Jesus. I no longer am owned by the enemy. I'm a child of God. I have access to everything Jesus says I have. It's already in you. So people are going, so are you telling me that you're not preaching a sermon today? I came to hear a sermon. Well, I'm not giving you chopped liver right now. Come on. It's the shortest sermon you've ever heard, and everybody's going, praise you, Jesus. But listen, close it. Don't you praise Jesus on that. You're not going to hear one sermon today. Today, you're going to hear over 130 sermons today. You're going to see 130. You're going to see 130 today, illustrated sermons today. And so in just a moment, if you want to follow them, you say, I didn't come prepared. Oh, listen, immediate obedience. Can I tell you how important it is that you do this? Everybody in the New Testament, in Acts chapter 10, verse 47, Cornelius, who was a Roman officer, high-ranked officer, when he got saved, he and his family were baptized in that same day. Didn't wait till next Sunday. In Acts 16, 33, the Bible says the Philippian jailer, in that moment when he came to Jesus, he gathered his family, and before the sun would even rise, he and his family followed Jesus and were water baptized, saying, Satan has no more authority over us. In Acts 8:36, the Ethiopian official, when Philip heard him reading the scripture and he explained what it meant, salvation, he immediately went over and was water baptized. You see, the Apostle Paul, who was in the spirit of religion, knew the word, but so far from God, in Acts 9:18, the moment he was led to Jesus Christ, Ananias baptized him that same hour. So here's the deal. If we're going to be like the church, let's do like the church. Let's quit trying to explain it away and say it's not my personality. Let's put all that away. Let's put all this away and say, well, I'm afraid what people might think. Let's put all this away. Well, you don't see, I'm not perfect yet, Pastor. That's why you need to be to water baptized, to declare that stuff doesn't have a hold on me anymore. And it's not going to hold me anymore. Following immediate obedience. So if you want to join the rest of these that are here today to be water baptized, I told Pastor Drew, I want us just to thank the Lord before they get water baptized. They're going to start being prepared to be water baptized. Things are going to open up for them in the spirit that's never been opened before because they're following Jesus in obedience. And if you're here today and you need to be water baptized, and you need to make a declaration of what Jesus did in you and send the enemy a message, you no longer have a hold on me. This stuff's coming off my life. I'm free through Jesus. We stand up to worship God. I want that to be your opportunity just to walk over. If you're in the balcony, guy, you just come down. Just come down and go through that exit door. If you're over here, just walk over to the exit door. There'll be somebody right there. This may be your first time. You may have just gotten saved a moment ago. I wouldn't wait. Do like they did in the Bible. Man, they said, come on, let's do it right now. Do it right now. Let's get it done. Have me believe, friends, we're going to hear devils scream when we declare the liberty that Jesus has given us. Come on, I want you to stand with me for a moment. Come on, you ready? Let's give God some praise in this place as they get ready to be water baptized. Come on, let's do it. Come on, let's prepare an atmosphere.